Hi there, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Manchester United press conference, and joining me to react to that is Dan Morgan, a very smiley Kev Walsh, and Mike Kearney.
I just love it. You're a little wool guilty pleasure, aren't you, lads?
It's the same every time, lad. I was speaking to a subscriber on the help emails the other day, and he was like, oh, well, I've got you as well. That moment with you and Kev Walsh on a pre-Manchester United Team Talk is the funniest thing I've heard all year. So I'm hoping there's not a repeat today, to be honest, because I can't be arsed getting told off. It's meant to be a good day.
Marcus Rashford today, no thanks.
Fuck Marcus Rashford today. I'm into that. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Manchester United press conference. At the start of it, he was asked about the social media blackout, so I just want to take a second to talk about that. I think it sort of goes without saying that everybody on this call supports that message from the footballers, and the Anfield app does as well. The majority of people at the Anfield app, I'd imagine, would be supporting that stance, and we're going to literally support it. So the Anfield app are going to be going dark on social media from 3 o'clock today until midnight on Monday, so technically Tuesday at 12 a.m. Because we support the footballers and we're standing by them in this case as well. He was also asked about the injuries, so I'll come to you first, Dan, on this, because we've had Virgil van Dijk teasing us again in the week, putting these big gorgeous videos of himself running across the lush green at Kirby with Fleetwood Mac playing in the background, like all of our dreams being played over and over to us.
Yeah, I'll be honest, Josh, we can sell him off the back of that soundtrack, to be honest. He needs to be a bit more original. Sell him to City, I say. Virgil van Dijk running a straight line. It's not a great deal to get excited about. I don't think Jurgen Klopp was having it too much either. I got a little bit slightly concerned, and maybe a bit conspiratorial, if you like, with this, but he wasn't as sort of forthright as I'd like. He was a bit coy about the injury situation. He just basically was very sort of one or two word answer, which I would say, if someone was maybe carrying a knock, would be the right way to approach it. So I don't know whether there's something there that he just was keeping close to his chest or not, or I'm probably maybe looking too much into it as per usual.
No, I think it's a fair comment, and it's something that Jurgen sort of tends to do, like, around most injuries in these press conferences. Unless, like, someone's definitely going to be all right, then he tends to be a bit coy. Yeah. I think particularly with the internationals coming up, he's holding cards close to chest there.
Yeah, he didn't use the words "everybody is fine." He just basically a few times. So I don't know what to take from that, really.